What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and if you checked out the Eagle Eye in the Sky column recapping the Eagles' offensive performance against the Detroit Lions on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, you got to see what I thought was really an interesting performance from the rushing attack. A lot of different wrinkles, and there was something I was really excited to see from this Doug Peterson offense when he was first hired back in January from the Kansas City Chiefs because of all the different things the Chiefs did on the ground. Lots of different wrinkles, lots of layers to this rushing attack. And sometimes with the misdirection element, you don't have to worry about the defenders necessarily that you block at the point of attack, because sometimes you don't even need to block defenders to really pick up positive yardage. And I got two examples against the Lions, and it's really, really fun to watch. The first third down of the game for the Eagles offense, you've got Josh Huff, who's going to come across the field on a jet sweep, a speed sweep, really right before the snap. You're going to see him come in motion and take this handoff from Carson Wentz. As you see him bring him in motion here, and he's going to turn, he's going to hand the ball off, and you see that right here. He's going to come and turn the corner. Now, really what I'm going to see, and I'm going to let this play out, and I want to show you this from the end zone, and I want you to see how they block this up front and how angles and misdirection really kind of help set this play up. So Wentz is going to bring him in motion. Here comes Josh Huff from the left side. And right here at the handoff, okay, I want you to notice they leave the play side defensive end completely unblocked. Nobody blocks him. And you're going to see tight end Zach Ertz come around to get the play side safety. Now, the reason why you're not blocking this defensive end is because you're banking on the fact that you've got run action going away, and he's going to have his eyes in the backfield. And with Josh Huff coming at top speed from across the field, there's very little chance that this defensive end is going to get up out of his stance and make a tackle for loss. So you're not even going to block that defensive end, and you can see that works perfectly. Huff gets to the perimeter, and he's able to avoid that defensive end. Now, look at the job by Ertz here, who's able to not only block that safety on the play side, but block him outside in, get a perfect alley here for Josh Huff to pick up a first down. Now, that was the first third down of the game. The Eagles ended up punting on that drive, but they go back to a similar concept down in the red zone on their what ended up being their first touchdown drive of the game. Again, you're going to see Josh Huff on the jet motion, but I don't even want to show you the play because Josh Huff, he doesn't get this football. You're going to see him come in motion here. Same idea. There's Josh Huff. He's coming in motion from the other side of the field. And again, they're not going to block this defensive end at the point of attack to what would be the play side. It looks exactly the same. Now, the difference is not only are the Eagles not going to block this defensive end, they're also not going to block this defensive tackle. This is defensive tackle Tyron Walker from the Detroit Lions. Why aren't they going to block him? Well, this ball is going to go to Darren Sproles. This is what you call a trap play. And what a trap play is you're going to take a defensive lineman and you're going to try and suck him in. You're not going to block him. You're going to make him think that he's got a free tackle for loss in the backfield. But what's actually going to happen is Brandon Brooks, the guard from the other side, is going to pull and he's going to block him right on his side here, completely take him out of the play. And the other benefit is that you've got two offensive linemen, Jason Kelsey, Alan Barber, and Jason Peters are all able to take good angles. And you see the two guys on the left side, Barber and Peters, are both going to come up to the linebackers at the second level. So now watch this. The Eagles don't block the defensive tackle. They don't block the defensive end. Jason Kelsey gets a great block here on defensive tackle Haloti Ngata. Here's the block here from Brandon Brooks. Great block. He blocks Tyron Walker, takes him completely out of the action. Darren Sproles is about to get the football, and you've got two linebackers here at the second level where both Jason Peters, who's locked in, and Alan Barber locked in on the linebacker. Watch how well this play opens up for Darren Sproles. He's one-on-one with the safety, gets the Eagles down to the one-yard line. It's little plays like that, not necessarily the players you do block, but the players you don't block that have helped bring positive yardage to the Eagles' rushing attack. I'm really excited to see, also with the added value of Carson Wentz and his legs, how this run game continues to evolve for the Philadelphia Eagles. And for more, as we preview this Eagles-Redskins matchup on Sunday, stay tuned for Eagles Game Plan Friday morning, 8 a.m., right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.